Morning. Happy holidays. All right, so rolling here on the Jets. This is team's been a lot of close games, and they do a lot of things well. They've been close really all year. Like, and obviously we had a tough game against them down there. But offensively, Powell and Anderson are both having big years for them. Petty was impressive. McCown had a great year for him too, but Petty's come in kind of, let's say, plays a similar style to McCown. They have really good backs, really explosive backs, good skill players, good receivers, tight ends, and those guys are all, Jenkins is a good player, and Tomlinson's got a solid role for him. They do a good job there. Thomas at fullback, so they have a lot of guys that have solid roles for him. Defensively, very much of a game plan team. They give you a lot of different looks. Do a good job up front. They have good team speed, the linebackers and safeties, secondary players. So they mix it up pretty good and force you to execute offensively against a lot of different things, different pressures, man, zone, combination, quarters coverage, things like that. In the kicking game, they've added, some significant, or the returner, another explosive guy, good coverage, solid coverage players. So I think overall it's a good solid team in all three units. They really jumped on the Chargers last week, opened up the onside kick and hit Anderson down the sideline. Had a lot of big plays in a running game from their backs. So we'll be challenged in all three units, and gonna need to play better against them than we did the first game. They're better than they were in the first game, so we'll need to do a lot better than that.
You guys made the roster move yesterday with James Harrison. How would you describe his playing style?
Play outside linebacker for the Steelers. We'll see how it goes.
Do you see, obviously a different scheme for them, but do you see carryover between what they asked him to do and what he might do in your scheme?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll start working with him, see how it goes.
What are your thoughts on his career?
Good.
How much, when you sign a player like that, is experience in big games at all a factor? I mean, you have big games ahead, obviously.
Yeah, we can't control any of that.
You guys obviously have a lot of experience playing against him. Is the process, when there's that much backlog with a player, is it a little bit different than if you're bringing someone else in with a little bit less experience? Is there a familiarity building there that would need to go on?
Yeah, every player's different.
There have been former players now who analyze football who say this: a move like that is great for intelligence, the idea that he could tell you things about his former team. Do you put any stock into that aspect of when you sign a player, any player, and bring him in?
We're playing the Jets this week. I don't really know what that has to do with it. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't know.
I think in that case, it was looking ahead to a possible game in the playoffs.
We're playing the Jets this week.
What's allowed Robbie Anderson to emerge as one of the Jets' bigger play guys?
Well, he had a good year last year. He's built on it. More experience. They have a very good vertical passing game. Coach Morton kind of runs the New Orleans similar style offense that the Saints run. They do a good job on vertical passing game and using their backs, and that's what they've done. They've thrown the ball down the field, and they've got a lot of production out of their backs.
A smaller rookie class for you guys than usual, but how would you characterize the progress and the contributions that the rookie class has given you?
Good. Those guys have all worked hard, and I think they've all improved. Some have gotten a little more playing time than others. A couple guys haven't played much for different reasons, but they've contributed, and they're getting better. We're going to need them.
Has Melton Brown made a bigger jump here from year two to year three than what he did in year one, year two? It just seems like he's elevated his play role.
Well, I mean, Malcolm's done a good job for us. I don't know, he's missing time this year in the middle of the year, but Malcolm's a smart guy. He works hard. He's a team player. He does what you ask him to do for the team concept and tries to play disciplined football. So he's done a pretty good job of that since he's been here.
I know you guys don't look ahead, but since the direct result of the upcoming game, do you talk to the team at all about securing the number one seed by winning this game?
I haven't mentioned it, no.
Bill, how important has the work been of some of the guys you have at that outside linebacker end spot? There's obviously been a lot of moving pieces at that position going back to training camp, so especially some of the guys that are kind of new to the team, how important has their contributions been?
Yeah, it's been a lot of transition there. Put a lot of time into that position. And the players themselves, I put a lot of time, even though it's been a number of players, it's probably getting close to double digits now. So, got a lot of guys that worked hard at those spots in various roles or assignments in different personnel groupings and so forth. So, just keep working at it.
When you coached the Pro Bowl, was Harrison ever there? Had you ever had any background with him? Ever met him before?
Yeah, not too much.
Yesterday, just to meet him the first time, was that important just to get to know him at all? Or did you feel like you had a good feel for what you were getting in terms of the person?
No, it's always good to meet somebody.
You can all view it as a positive when someone comes in late in the year and doesn't have a lot of snaps. A lot of wear and tear on their body from this season.
Yeah, I don't know. See how it goes.
When you're evaluating a potential employee, coach, do you look more or weigh more heavily what the player can do or what the player can't do?
I think you bring players onto the team for what they can do.
How much of the Jets' offense is around Bilal Powell this year? He's top three games to contribute to
it. Yeah, he's a key guy for them. They have good backs. Forte's got more catches than Powell does, but they're both very good in the passing game. McGuire helps him in the passing game, too. But Powell's been an explosive player for him. He's had a lot of explosive runs. He's got good vision, good quickness. And Forte, very dangerous guy, too. Good runner, good balance. Catches the ball well. Those guys are, again, including McGuire and the group, those guys are all dangerous players. As I said, when you combine that with a vertical passing game, create a lot of separation in the defense. It's hard to get everybody.
What makes Leonard Williams such a disruptive player for them?
Pretty much everything. He's good at everything. It's long. He's an explosive player, so he's hard to block. It's hard to get into him. He uses his hands well. He's well coached. Plays on his feet. He's got good balance, good quickness. You hardly ever see him get cut or get on the ground. He's got good quickness on the pass rush, good length, uses his hands well. He's got good power, so you can't just wait for him to make a move or he'll run over you. If you just sit there and wait for him to run over you, he'll make a move. He's good on pass rush games. He's got good patience on those. Sets him up well, working with the ends and the tackles. He's a smart player. He's instinctive. He reads traps and screens and misdirection plays, things like that well. He's good as we play against. He's good at everything. It's not for run plays or pass plays or good in pursuit. Runs to the ball, makes plays on backside, screens, plays like that. He can run. He's long. He's a problem.
Dietrich Guy has had 4.5 sacks this year. What have you seen from him in terms of growth during his rookie season?
Wise?
Yes.
Yeah, Dietrich's worked hard. He's played several different positions for us. He's played outside on both sides, played inside. Played him a little bit on the center and kind of in that area early in the season, not so much lately. Most of his snaps have been on the outside. He's had to take on some coverage responsibilities, which I don't think he had much of and much experience with that. But Dietrich's, you know, you can't outwork him. And the kid's here early. He stays late. He's always working in the weight room, working in the film room. Trey has done a real good job with him, Trey Flowers. I'd say of kind of mentoring him and helping him because they play the same position. And that's been, I think that's helped Dietrich. But he's gotten better. He's a lot better than he was earlier in the year. He's a lot better using his hands, a lot better at recognizing blocking schemes and reacting to plays that he didn't see a month or 2 months ago. He sees pretty well now and sees pretty quickly, plays him a lot better. So, but really, I'd say the main thing with him is his work ethic. And he's out there every day. He works hard on the field, off the field, in the classroom, in the weight room. He's a good kid, works hard.
Marquise Flowers, since he just kind of bounced around positions in college, didn't play a ton of defense in the regular season with the Bengals throughout his career, is he still a player who has some upside on defense?
We'll see. Yeah, he's done a lot of different things for us. And he's a guy who's been grinding it out all year and got an opportunity last week and really took advantage of it. Primarily played inside linebacker with the Bengals, which is where we've played him a lot, but he's also played some on the edge. And he's got some length, so he has a little bit of versatility to be able to go between those spots. But he did a really good job in the Buffalo game, showed up on a lot of plays in the running game and in the passing game in a pursuit. So hopefully he can build on that. We've had a couple guys in recent weeks get a little more playing time than they had in the past, and hopefully they'll be able to build on those experiences and, you know, gain confidence, gain some playing experience, and continue to help us.
With Wise, it seems like maybe the last couple weeks you've seen a little bit more production as a pass rusher. Is that, you were saying he's played a little bit more on the outside of late? Is that a product of that, or is it just him kind of understanding some things a little bit better the way you were saying?
Well, I think his experience, that he gets better every week. So more experience doing something over and over again, seeing guys the second time around, the second time we've seen Buffalo. So that second preparation for a team when you've never really done that before, which most guys in college don't play the same team twice in the same year. You know, learning things like that are, I think, beneficial. So he takes it in. And, I mean, he's still got a lot of upside, a lot of football in front of him, but he's improved a lot over the course of the year. And I wouldn't base it on one game or two games, but I think when you look at a stretch of, you know, double-digit games, you see a lot of growth in that player.
After the game on Sunday, Dan Lewis gave a lot of credit to Mike Gillis for just his professionalism this year, and just said, you know, it's not easy when players don't play, but he handled it the right way. Just, you know, what have you seen from him just in terms of that over the last couple of months?
Mike's been great. Mike works really hard. He, in practice, sometimes when he's, well, not all the time, really, when he's running the other team's plays, so we don't have any practice squad backs on our roster, so our backs run the other team's plays. He gives us a great look on whoever those backs are. And he's, you know, every day, every week, when he gets his opportunities, he's ready to go. He's alert, attentive, and makes the most out of them. I would 100% second everything that Dion said. He's been a great teammate and done everything that he can to help the team in the, whatever capacity he's been asked to do it in.
Final question.
Dion was named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Career high 29 touches last week. Did you always view him as a player who was capable of handling upward of 20 touches, 25 touches in a game?
Well, he did that in college. He carried the mail in college. This is different. This isn't college, but he's a guy who's had some I'd say, you know, solid production in single games. It's a little bit different in this league. So I don't know. I mean, he can do both. He's done both. See how it goes. He's a durable kid, though. I mean, he's tough. He takes some hits, but he's been pretty durable. He's tough. He gives out some punishment, too, so he runs hard. Okay. All right. Thank you.